We've just been joined in the studio by an old mate. How you doing, man?
Where am I at?
You going?
You're just
you're there.
I haven't seen you in about a year and a half, mate. How you doing?
Chipmunk's here.
Chipmunk is here. Sit down, man. Put your headphones on and we can talk. There's Chipmunk. There he is. Look at that. Look at his arms all linked up. Look at that. I met you when you were too young to get a tattoo.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's definitely true.
Hang on. Where's that microphone? Hang on. Turn that mic around. Is that mic facing the right way? Because I can't hear Chipmunk's talk.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Now I can hear you.
Now it's Chipmunk, ladies and gentlemen. Hey!
Born a champion.
I was born a champion.
Yeah.
Needs to do a brand new remix of that.
Champion.
Oh, I tell you. Chris Miles is a champion.
We completely improved that song, by the way, Chipmunk.
Did you hear about this, Chip?
He's heard it.
Do you know what I had?
What?
I had Twitter going crazy.
Yeah.
I was waking up saying, have you heard it? One day I thought, let me wake up and actually listen. I was thinking,
proper
yeah.
new version.
She went in.
Tina singing it. She does a good job.
Mm.
That works with a female vocal.
See, Tina Dahina is, she's very talented, this Tina.
Yeah. With a bit of help from Auto-Tune as well.
Some people give their lives.
Oh, that's before the auto tune.
I believe, but I was born a champion.
That's not the right version. That's not the right version. How are you, Chipmunk?
You know what? I think this has been the happiest period in a while.
Good, man.
Yeah, man.
Good, because you've had your unhappy periods as well. It's good to see you with a smile on your face.
I'm good.
Listen, you should never. Ever, ever be down. You should always
That's
be
a
up.
Big shout.
I'll tell you what, right? How old are you?
I'm just turned 30.
So you were lying when you came into One Extra all those years ago?
I'm playing. I didn't swim here. I'm 20.
Right. And you've got this really successful recording career,
mm-hmm.
right? You're doing some songs that you want to do,
yeah.
right? You started off really young and with a load of other guys who were really doing well as well. So you got a load of mates who were doing well.
Uh-huh.
You're making some money.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting the girls. Right? Listen.
Something tells you that Naf says you don't know the half, Chris, when you say you're getting...
He's got it all.
And listen, see, and you're a good-looking guy and you're a nice guy.
Thank you.
I've met you a few times. You're a nice guy. You're a credit to your family. You've been brought up well.
Thank you.
Your hat's a little bit too big, but I'll give you that. That's fine. You're all in top. Listen,
you're not having a smaller size.
You've got it. It's all there on a plate. Don't you ever dare get like down and fed up again and feel bad. Because it's all that. I'm telling you.
I'm cool.
Even I like your stuff and I hate everything.
Wow.
That is a big statement and it's true though.
It is.
It's true.
Thank you.
You've got the earth by its kahunas, you know?
And you're ready to grab and pull.
Or maybe just grab him.
Grab him and say kaboom.
That's right. Kaboom, Chipmunk.
Kaboom.
We've given him a kaboom, you know. We've given him Robbo Ranks' kaboom.
No, I've got a kaboom.
Kaboom! I'm going to play some Mavado in a bit.
Ah, yeah. Mavado.
Some hardcore dancehall for you, Chris.
I love hardcore dancehall.
See him tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah, Jamaica. We're shooting our video.
You're going out to Jamaica to shoot and you say that you're not happy? I mean, no,
really?
Who said that? I said right now I'm the happiest.
Hang on. You're flying to Jamaica tomorrow to film a video for your next song.
Yeah, like an in-between song.
See, now, weirdly, that's made me depressed.
Mm. where did it all go wrong, Mr.
Where did you screw your life up? Why do you sit on the plane flying first class to Jamaica and you're sitting there going, yeah, I should have studied harder at school, really.
But it was impossible, though, because you got... What were your grades like?
Yeah, I got, like... A bunch stars. Of A's and stuff. Yeah.
But we were with you, weren't we? When you got your A's.
He opened his exam results live on the air with us.
Yeah, that was A levels. Before that, it was GCSEs.
Yeah.
Seems like yesterday.
I know.
Time's it's flying. Going really well for you, man. It's going very, very well for you. We're waiting for the second album transition.
Yep, thanks.
It's been a long while, though. It's been a long journey as we've been talking. You know, I remember the first time that I had you on my show was like for a Jam Hot when you were still doing your GCSEs, and it was a weird time for you at that point. How have you managed to kind of get the grades that you've got and get your career to the level that it's at?
You know, I always felt like that listening is a gift that a lot of people don't identify as a gift. You know, in school, I always said, Miss, man, there's Chip, stop talking. Miss, you're telling me the answers. Don't worry, I've written them down. You know what I mean? I feel that the ability to listen is something that I want to spread with you know, my generation. Mm-hmm. If you just listen, yeah, you can get through anything, man. And, you know, coming into both music and education at the same time, I was fortunate enough to be at people, to see people at both the highest heights of the profession. So every time everything was told to me, I just listened.
Right, you see.
Good for you.
He's a good boy, isn't he?
Yeah. Words to live
been
by.
He brought up well, hasn't he?
Yeah. There's a good few of us.
Do you know what's nice about Chipmunk as well? Is every time I see him, he always smiles and always laughs. It's all the time. Like there. Look. I genuinely
see,
think
the thing is you're on the red button, Chippy.
I'm smiling, man. I'm smiling.
But you are smiling. Mm-hmm. You know?
And you've brought gifts as well.
Yeah, I have.
I've been promising the guys that you were bringing gifts. And, mm-hmm, and I know Chris and Dave, you've got a very steady diet to try and get you through this marathon broadcast.
I'm Mr. Fitness. Yeah, Mr. Jam, I'm Mr. Fitness.
Get in.
Do you know what? In all seriousness, we've had a very, very healthy day so far.
Because what are you eating?
We've eaten sushi and dried fruit.
Protein shakes.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Seriously?
What do you mean, whoa? What's that supposed to mean?
Protein shakes. I tried to get buff and get through these 50 hours.
Seriously, I'm a machine. I'll whip your ass to the gym anytime.
All right.
What are you benching? 10?
What am I benching? I'm just Slim Chip, man. Yeah,
Slim Chip.
I ain't even trying to bench, you know?
Don't mess with me. I'll sit on you. I'll break you.
Wow.
What have you got? What are our presents? What have you got?
I got three meals here.
What have you got?
You know, obviously, I didn't know you was on a diet. I would have brought.
No, joking.
Like I say,
seeing as I was flying to Jamaica tomorrow,
yeah,
and you obviously ain't coming, I thought I would leave you with the closest essence of the country. So I bought you guys some jerk chicken.
Oh, we got jerk chicken. Nice. Kaboom! Chicken!
There's some jerk chicken, rice and peas, and some coleslaw there for you.
So. Oh, yeah, well,
that's a full-on dinner.
You can have the coleslaw, I don't want that.
No, it's really good, you know.
Is it?
Swear
I'll
down.
Have some coleslaw.
Swear
well,
down.
All right, well, I'll have it.
It's good.
Get it fresh in your mouth after the jerk chicken. You know that, Mr. Jam?
Yeah.
You know that?
Necessary.
So is this the moment where I pass it over?
I think we should pass it over. Yeah. I think we should play your tune, your brand new record featuring Kerry Hilson.
Yeah, man, let me get excited. This is my tune.
Well, the only reason why we're playing it is so we can tuck into the food.
Ah, deep. I'm partying anyway.
You know what? Why don't you stick your whole album on and we can have a proper feast?
Yeah, let's go. Any demos you got, we'll put them all on. We'll have dessert.
We need to eat. We're starving.
Yeah, here you go. This is for you guys.
All
this
right,
is
well, thank you for the chicken.
Presenting the BBC
Radio 1/1 Extra
team with some jerk chicken and rice and peas.
Bono! In the air. New Chipmunk. This is really good.
Thanks, man.
Who's that, Kerry Hilson?
Yeah.
Right. Chipmunk's new song is called In the Air. I like that. You're like a hit machine.
We haven't had the Big Brother sound effect yet, which means that I think you must like everything we've played so far.
I like this though. I like Chipmunk stuff. And Champion was a big song as well, so.
Thank you.
You've got to come out with something big. Yeah. So you've done the video for this already? That's not the video.
Yeah, I've shot the video. I'm meant to get it back today. I'm excited. Proper.
What a life going on. Do you know what I mean?
Transition is the name of the next album.
Yeah.
So we've had a couple of massive American features.
Yeah.
Is that the kind of theme of the album? Are we getting more American features?
I think the theme of the album Transition isn't me trying to crack America at all. Like, my prime 1,000,000% focus was making the best album I can here in the UK. And, you know, I feel that I wanted the album to capture an essence of my heritage and, you know, a reflection of who I am, you know, when Chipmunk wakes up and he's doing his ironing, what does he listen to?
I want my fans.
I do my own ironing.
Really?
He even knows about the actual, you know, the iron water.
Yeah,
he has his own favourite.
What, like an ionizer or deioniser?
Nah, it's a special juice.
Yeah, because otherwise,
iron juice.
Is this so that you don't get limescale in your iron?
This is so that you can press the steamer button and just.
They do like fragranced ironing water.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I go in with this ironing stuff, man. Serious.
And the last time we spoke about it.
Have you written any tracks about ironing? Have you done that on the album?
I haven't, you know.
No.
I haven't.
Steam.
But yeah,
man. Did 17 do that?
Yeah, they did, actually.
I don't know. I'm too young. Sorry, Jam.
Wow.
He's 17, a foundation.
Yeah, what else? Yeah. I heard Damage are getting back to coming back out.
Damage are apparently coming back together.
No, please, no, yeah. No.
Hey, I'm excited, man.
Yeah, me too. I can't wait. Yeah. I'm just gonna kiss Chipmunk's ass for the next 10 minutes. That's all I'm gonna do. I'm gonna agree with everything he says.
There was on. I was a fan.
Damage were bad. Damage were good. Eternal were really good.
Yeah.
Eternal.
Yeah.
I loved Eternal.
Eternal were bad. They were bad.
No, as in the good.
As in
way.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, I went to see them live.
Who would have thought that you would be on BBC Radio 1 Extra talking about Eternal, who you saw in Wolverhampton?
But let's be honest, if it wasn't for Eternal, if it wasn't for Damage, then we wouldn't have JLS.
Very true.
We wouldn't have you. I was watching the pop chart Damage.
I was watching. Sometimes I go back because I feel that, you know, people don't realise just how beautiful, you know, British music has been for the whole time. Like, yeah. Craig Davis' album, that was legendary. Damage, I watched their performance on, was it Top of the Pops or something, and the moves were so in sync, and they were, like, just...
They were in it.
They had swag, man. It weren't like... Everyone felt Damage, you know what I mean? It was like that. Everybody grew. So, yeah, I'm Team Damage.
Team Damage.
Now, I want to bring you guys up, Chris and Dave.
Yes.
We've been talking about your language.
Right.
Throughout the show.
We haven't said any mucking words yet.
No, haven't said any language. Bad language. Right, I'm talking about, like, the kind of slang that you use.
Kaboom!
Kaboom! So you're not happy with Shabba, are you?
Not happy with Shabba.
Booyaka, no.
Booyaka,
no. That's mad.
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 It's kind of Ali G-ish.
Cowabunga.
No.
You get me?
Get me. Still get me. You get me?
The new ones. You get me?
Don't give him anything else yet, because we're about to play a quiz.
You get me?
Yeah. That's a bit late, like,
you got to go there?
Calm down, dear.
It's only slang.
Yeah.
We've got a quiz for you, fellas.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, Chipmunk, I want you to be the adjudicator.
Right.
Chris,
right.
You've got a couple of buttons.
Yes, I have, haven't I just?
Woohoo!
You're eating dim sum while you do
I'm going to eat dim sum. Yeah.
But you parred off the jerk chicken.
Are you, by the way,
it's main course.
You pardon me for dim sum.
Yeah, no, I'm going to have the jerk chicken as well. This is a par.
He parred it.
Chipmunk just said to me, he goes, "What the hell are you eating?" I'm like, "I'm eating spicy prawn dim sum." And he's like, no. You would love this. If you like, this is spicy, this is good.
It just looks scary.
No, I know, it looks ugly. But listen, Chipmunk, dim sum looks ugly. That's kind of the point. It looks ugly, but it tastes amazing. Do you want to try a bit?
That looks like the thing.
It's prawn.
Chris Brown was eating in the studio last time, and I was thinking, yo, don't even offer, dude.
No, it looks a bit like the thing Agro Santos ate.
Oh my gosh.
It's not a challenge. Bush took a trial.
It's the future.
Do you want to try a bit, Chipmunk? I could be opening your mind to a whole new set of food.
Oh my gosh.
Go on, try it.
I can co-sign
him.
Yeah, yeah. Tell you what, dip.
Listen, I'm from. You know, all I know the chicken shop next to the bookies. I know the Caribbean store.
Chipmunk, if you try some dim sum, we'll take a bite in.
Oh my gosh.
Don't look at it.
Mad.
It's dumpling. It's boiled dumplings.
You've got to trust me. Just stick it in your mouth. It's spicy prawn. It will taste so good. I'm telling you.
So
just take half of it. Just eat half of it.
Hold on. Do you know what you could do?
What?
If you want people to watch you eat the dim sum, then we maybe should tell them to get donating.
I don't think we're going to save Africa by watching Chipmunk eating dim sum. That's not the way forward.
But if people want to watch him, then maybe they could put some money in.
Jammy's going to go for it. He's going to go. Come on, Chipmunk. Trust me.
It feels like plastic.
You got to trust me. Just eat it. Trust me. It tastes good.
Get it
spicy prawn. You're going to love it. You ready?
Wait.
You're going to ready. It's not like kangaroo testicles.
Come on.
It's dim sum. You ready? Watch this. He's going to be blown away. Watch him. He's going to go, oh. He's going to go, I like it.
It's really nice.
He's eating it.
It is really nice.
Watch this. Let the spice kick in.
Nom,
he's
nom.
He's going to love it.
Nom,
nom, nom. Nom, nom, nom,
nom. Nom, it's prawn. Oh.
What do you think? You say no? Oh! Denied!
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Really?
How about some jerk
chicken?
You
really didn't like that?
Really?
Not at all.
He's not a fish guy.
Did he spit in the back of the box?
Yeah.
That's £3.50, Chipmunk. £3.50.
Chris, you bought your jerk chicken. Just eat the chicken.
Oh, no, that's true. I love the jerk chicken.
Are you meant to eat this cold?
No, it's supposed to be warm.
But it's not like... Oh. It's not raw.
It's not raw.
I know it's not raw, but you know what it was, yeah?
You expected it to be warm?
I was expecting it to be warm, one. Then it was like, the texture was mad.
It's spicy, though, right?
It wasn't,
prawn.
Yeah, it was spicy, but it was... It was I wasn't feeling past the texture.
You know, Chipmunk, you're so uncouth. That's where you are.
Yeah? Terrible.
Hey, man, I'm just Chicken Shop Bookies.
I'm just Chicken Shop Bookies.
All right, okay.
The new third album from Chipmunk, Chicken Shop Bookies.
And if you feel for Chipmunk, who's just experienced dim sum for the first time, then please dig deep and help us with this massive cause.
That's right. We're raising money for Chipmunk's dinner. Right. All right, what are we doing?
Slang Like This quiz.
Yeah, play it now?
Let's do it.
All right. They don't understand us when we speak in slang like this.
Right. So, fellas, we are on BBC Radio 1 and BBC Radio 1 Extra. If you are listening to us on 1 Extra tonight, hello, good evening. I'm Mr. Jam. You can normally catch me Monday to Thursday, 7 till 10pm, and Saturday nights from 11 o'clock.
That's right.
If you have got a mobile phone that can get on the internet, bbc.co.uk/1extra. Put that on your homepage. Join the 1 Extra family, just as Chris and Dave have done tonight.
That's right.
And we're going to further amalgamate.
Spicy chicken, by the way.
Oh.
That sounds more legit.
Yeah, but that looks actually
too legit. To quit.
Word.
Do you realise that came out the year Chipmunk was born?
Yeah, I was born in the 90s.
MC Hammer, absolute legend. Anyway.
You're telling me?
Yeah, most definitely. So look, Chris, right. Dave, we want to further welcome you into the BBC Radio 1 Extra family.
Thank you.
And I know I've been listening. I listen to The Breakfast Show regularly. You reckon there's 1 Extra DJs can't spell.
That's all hood.
You reckon that
that's
we all can't hood. Talk. Well, tonight we are going to teach you some words.
All right. Okay.
Now, question number one. Chipmunk, you are the adjudicator. You're also our scorecard keeper.
Rah, where's the score? Oh, just write it.
Yeah,
right, cool.
Just give me all the points. It's fine.
Question number one.
Yes.
If you were in a club and you were skanking out.
Yes.
Would you A, be breaking the law?
No.
B, Don't give me an answer yet.
Okay.
Oh, because we're both playing.
Yeah, you're both playing. Yeah. You played against each other. B, dancing. Or C, buying a drink.
I'm going to go for option B, Mr. Jam.
Dave, you're going for option B, dancing?
Yeah.
Chris?
I'm going for skanking and the dancing.
Yeah.
Skanking and the dancing.
Word. Skanking out on the floor. Give me some more.
Chipmunk?
Word to your mother.
Ding!
Oh, look at that.
A point for Chris and a point for Dave.
Thank you.
Have we got another sheet of paper so I can get, in case they get any wrong?
Go for it.
We're not going to get any wrong. Shut up, Chipmunk. Have some more dim sum and pipe down.
Question number two.
All right.
What is a brethren? Is a brethren A, a very good friend? B, a sandwich? Or C, a girl with loose morals?
It could be A and C. If it was C, she'd definitely be A. But I'm going to go A.
Was A friend?
A was friend.
I'm going to go A as well.
Hey!
He's just copying.
It's not a bread bin, was it?
No.
Not a bread bin. It's correct. Not where you put your loaf in.
Fine, well, you put me Warburton's in to keep it fresh.
If it was C, you may put your loaf in it.
Hey, listen.
Hey, man.
We won't have that.
It's not that late, Mr. Jack.
It's not that late. Don't be bringing the tone down.
Hey!
Family show.
Question number three.
I'm so going to get my own show on 1 Extra. I'm telling you.
Very soon. Question number three. If you were wavy, would you be A, tipsy, B, fresh from the barbershop, or C, impersonating a member of the royal family?
A.
Dave, you're saying A?
Tipsy. Wavy. Like gravy? Word
is a no-no.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. Well, Dave, what are you going to say next? Ragamuffin? I'm going to go A as well.
You're both saying that wavy means tipsy.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Point for each of you.
Yay!
Can I just add that wavy, you could also be like wavy.
Yeah. Wavy's almost like swag as well.
Yeah. Wavy. So you could be.
So I've got my wavy on.
Yeah.
You could be, yo, I'm wavy.
I sound like Jonathan Ross saying gravy. I've got my wavy on.
Oh my gosh.
I could be Wavy Davey.
Yeah.
Wavy Davey.
There's my 1 Extra.
There's
name
your 1 Extra
right
name,
there.
Wavy Davey. That's genius.
I am all over this like a fat lass in a cake shop. Come on, give me some more.
You're level pegging right now. Now, this is the last question.
Yes,
if you both get this one right, we go to the tiebreaker situation.
Kaboom.
If you were described as being Peng.
What?
Pain.
If you were described as being Peng.
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 I've heard of Penge. That's in South London. Peng.
Peng. P-E-N-G. Peng.
P-E-N-G.
Would you be A, very bad, ugly or minging? Would you be B, very tall, large or enormous? Or would you be C, very good, sexy or hot?
That's a tough one, isn't it?
I think I'm all of the above.
Yeah.
He said he thinks I'm all of the above.
The word peng.
Okay.
The slang
peng,
word peng.
P-E-N-G, peng.
Peng.
What are they again? A, B, C?
A is very bad, ugly or minging. Right. B is very tall, large or enormous. Or C, very good, sexy or...
A for me again.
A for you, Dave?
Yeah. Minging.
I'm going to go C.
You're going to go C, Chris?
Yeah. Peng. That's what I'm going for.
Hmm.
This is the first time the pair of you have gone for different answers.
That's right. Yeah.
That's how we roll.
Mm. Chris, you're right.
Oh, boom!
Dave, Cabo. You're wrong, mate. Sorry.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
Kaboom!
So peng is good.
Pull over!
Pull over.
Redfin. Cardigan!
Pull over.
Yeah. Pull over, Chipmunk.
That's the new one.
That's right.
Now, we I know we've got an obvious winner here in Chris.
Hello.
Congratulations, Chris.
Mudding, I'm the winner. Mudding.
Mudding.
I'm a mudding.
Yeah.
Mud.
Mudding.
Chipmunk.
But I feel we do need to take it to the tiebreaker question, even though it's not a tiebreaker situation.
Go on, then. That'd be very civil of you.
Out of these 10,
yeah.
How many of these are actual BBC Radio 1 Extra DJs?
Oh, hang about.
Ooh, okay.
Pen.
Peng,
not a peng.
Peng.
Oh my gosh.
I am totally peng.
Don't know.
I've got my swagger on.
Yeah, swag.
It's all wavy,
it's all
Davey.
Hood.
Swag.
Feeling that.
Swag.
Okay, that's
right.
Go
swag.
For it. Swag.
Yeah.
Out of these
I'm
ten.
The whitest man on the planet.
It's not a colour thing, Chris.
It's right
a
now
slang
with me.
Thing, man.
See, now hang on. What did you just say?
It's just a slang thing.
All right, now it's just a slang thing. It doesn't make the sound the same.
Well, it does. Swag. I'm from Nottingham. You're from Leeds.
That's
it's not
true.
Too far.
That's very
it's
true.
A slang thing. Right. Out of these 10, how many are actual BBC Radio 1 Extra DJs?
Okay.
CJ Beats.
Okay.
Young Lion. DJ Q. DJ Target. Charlie Sloth. DJ Edu. DJ Cameo. Robbo Ranks. Twin B.
He's copying it.
Nick Bright.
Nick Bright?
Nick Bright? Isn't he an engineer?
Do you want that list again?
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah.
Out of these 10, how many are actual BBC Radio 1 Extra
DJs? By the
DJs?
Way, I want Chipmunk to give us his answer as well, because this can be funny. Yeah.
You can do if you want.
All right.
All right, cool. Lego.
Lego.
What, CJ Beats?
CJ Beats.
Yeah.
Young Lion. DJ Q. DJ Target. Charlie Sloth.
Nah.
DJ Edu.
Hello, it's Charlie Sloth here on 1 Extra. Ooh. I got loads and loads of tunes for thee.
DJ Cario. Robbo Ranks.
Yeah.
Twin B.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Bright.
All right. They don't understand us
when we speak in slang like this. Chipmunk. No, let's go Dave. What's your answer?
What, how many are real?
Yeah. How many out of those?
How many of those are
five.
Real 1 Extra DJs?
Five.
Chipmunk?
I'm saying seven.
Seven? I'm going to say all of them.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
He's trying it. What did you really...
Wait, even Charlie Sloth?
I'm saying all of them. Charlie Sloth?
Yeah.
You can't make that up.
That was Charlie Sloth on 1 Extra.
Dave, what five do you think are fake 1 Extra DJs?
Okay. Nick Bright.
Uh-huh.
DJ Edu.
Uh-huh.
Charlie Sloth.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Young Lion.
Uh-huh.
And CJ Beats.
Okay. Chippy, how many do you think aren't 1 Extra DJs? Or the names of the DJs that you think aren't 1 Extra DJs?
Young Lion.
That
Nick
Bright.
And I can't remember. Run through again, I'll tell you the other ones.
CJ Beats, DJ Q, Target, Charlie Sloth, DJ Edu, Cameo, Robbo Ranks. Edu.
I think.
Okay.
Can I have two answers?
Yeah.
I think they're all on 1 Extra. But what is the question? Did I say the question again?
Out of these 10, how many of these are actual BBC Radio 1 Extra DJs?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm 9 then. If you're going to be picky about it, because I've heard DJ Target show, and seriously. So, I'm going to... Only joking, Target, son! I'm going to say all 10.
You're going to say all 10, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Well, you would be right in saying all 10. BBC Radio 1 Extra DJs.
Wow. Told ya. Wagwan.
Well, even B&Q as well.
DJ Q.
Yeah.
DJ Q. Tuesday nights, UKG from 1 a.m. Charlie Sloth.
Yeah.
He does the hip-hop show. at 1 a.m. on a Friday night. He also does weekend breakfast.
Yeah.
He does what?
He does weekend breakfast as well.
But hang on, he's on Friday night at 1 a.m. Yeah. They put him on weekend breakfast.
They put him on Saturday morning.
He's got to get himself a new agent.
That's an awful.
He gets 3 hours sleep.
Awful gig.
Nick Bright does early morning weekend breakfast.
What? Bright and Breezy with Nick.
That's his actual name as well. His actual name is Nick Bright. Mm,
change it, son.
DJ Edu is our African music specialist on One Extra.
Right.
CJ Beats is an R&B specialist on Monday nights on One Extra. Mm-hmm. He also does the opposite show to Charlie Slough on a Sunday. So he does
Weekend
Breakfast. Young Lion. He's one of our dancehall specialists.
I love the Young Lion show. Yeah. You know, the dancehall.
After Robo Ranks finishes, Young Lion comes on.
Yeah, Young Lion. Roar!
like a little lion.
He's like a kitten.
So, Chris, you are officially a BBC Radio 1 Extra DJ now.
Thank you. Pull over!
Red bin.
This coming year, when we do the Christmas photos, mate, you need to come and stand next to me.
Well, go on.
In both pictures.
Absolutely. Nice. I'm feeling that.
Go on.
All hood.
All hood.
Yeah, good.
It's 8:30. In fact, it's 8:31, which means that you've been doing this how many hours?
14 hours we've been on the radio.
We're about to start hour 15.
Mm. Wow. We should play another record.
Is Chipmunk staying? Are you hanging around?
Chip, do you want to stay or you want to go?
I'm here, man.
I've got half an hour.
Don't sound too enthusiastic, will you, Chip?
I'm here.
Let's play another record and then I think we should go with Nye, actually.
What do you want to go?
Nice,
be
with you.
Be with you?
Yeah, a bit of R&B for you, mate.
All right, nice.
This one features Giggs. This one features Giggs.
Not Ryan.
Not Ryan, the rapper. Kaboom!
Warren G featuring Nate Dogg.
R.I.P. Nate Dogg, most definitely.
Very sad.
Yeah,
that's a tune and a half.
Most definitely. The past couple of days, we lost a couple of legends. Yesterday, we lost an old school British reggae legend, goes by the name of Smiley Culture.
That's really shocking as well.
Yeah.
That's really dark, all of that.
Very much
a shame.
So. Very, very much so. And then today, Nate Dogg, it just. Yeah. But anyway, his legacy will live on with the music, and you are listening to BBC Radio 1's longest show ever. Tonight on BBC Radio 1 and 1 Extra.
Yes.
Chris Moyles and Comedy Day.
Yay.
That's right.
Hello, good evening. I'm Mr. Jam.
Mr. Jam.
Yay. And Chipmunk's still with us in the studio.
Chip Diddy. The Chip of the Diddy.
You've been on air, Chip. Chris and Dave, since 6:30 this morning.
Yes.
6:30
that's right.
a.m.
So, 40.
No, I'm playing now. What should we play?
14 hours, 10 minutes.
Oh, let's play this.
Bit of Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Cool. How long has it been?
14 hours, 10 minutes.
Yeah!
And you're not... Genuinely, whenever I come in and I do a show and a little bit flagging, maybe I've had a club night the night before or whatever, I ramble.
That's right!
Rubbish. You're holding it together, fellas.
Yeah!
Hey, you want to hear us at 3 or 4 in the morning, I reckon.
I'll be listening.
Could be interesting.
What?
All right, Lil John.
What?
Do you want to hear Total?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A new one.
We've raced so
far. Brand new Total.
Yes, please.
Brand new Total. So, have we got a Total bed? Can we do that?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Listen to you.
I just want to try and keep the standard up. Everyone else so far today has been great. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, not everybody.
I was listening on the drive-in, actually. Richard Madeley and Phil in the studio.
That feels like a long time ago, doesn't it, now?
It was a long time ago, fellas. It was a long time ago.
All right, what have we got?
Okay, so the last time we read out the total,
yes,
26 minutes past 7,
yes,
we were at £212,189.
Amazing.
Right now, or should I say at 25 past 8, £227,527.
Wow.
Wow.
Amazing.
It's all right, but I feel it could be a hell of a lot more. Because you guys have been on air for 14 hours and 11 minutes. I think people need to dig deep.
Do you
and
know
send
what?
A text.
I thought we'd raise £100,000. I'd be really happy with that. Mm.
Really?
Genuinely,
really did,
yeah.
And we've raised, like, over £225,000. I'm like...
See, I think it could be better. I think it could be better. I'm getting a lot of text here. I'm sitting in front of the text console, the Radio 1 text console. I'm sitting in front of my Twitch. I'm sitting in front of my Facebook. And everyone's saying that they're loving the show tonight. If you're loving the show tonight... Pull out your phone and send a text.
That's right.
Costs a pound. The pound goes to Comic Relief.
Yes, it does.
And the full terms and conditions are available online at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
You've got to be 16 or over. Always ask the bills payers permission, please.
Please do, yeah.
It costs a pound plus your standard network message charge. But then you're giving a pound to Comic Relief, which is
Ace.
And the whole pound goes to Comet Relief. You want to donate, text Chris, C-H-R-I-S,
thanks,
to 70011. That's 70011.
Thank you, Mr. Jam.
Thank you, Mr. Jam.
Chipmunk, how many texts have you sent?
I'm just about to send one right now.
Yeah. Good man.
Spencer with that champion money.
Yeah.
So that's, wait, 7-0-0. Okay, it's 7-0-0-1-1.
And it's the word Chris that you want to text.
I'm texting the word Chris.
Thank you, Chipmunk.
And then you'll get a little text back from Comet Relief.
Do it a few times, Chip. You can afford it. Come on.
Okay, let go, let go. You too, Jan.
I've got no signal down here, but look. I've done it a few times.
Yeah, I'm going to keep going.
Let's play another record for you.
Okay.
Another audio gift. Drum sound and bass line Smith, not too far away from my hometown of Nottingham. They're from Derby. This is a big drum and bass record. Zane Lowe's a big fan of it. I've also heard Fern play it as well. But this is a little special version that we've got for you, Chris.
I love that.
Chris Miles, D-I-D. Chris Miles, D-I-D.
It's me.
Chris Miles, D-I-D.
Yes.
Chris Miles,
D-I-D. Kaboom! Kaboom! Drum sound and bass line something.
Smith.
Yeah.
Bassline Smith.
I know a John Smith.
His name's Simon Smith.
Right. Is it?
Simon Bassline Smith.
Simon Bassline Smith.
See, that's a good middle name. My middle name's Lloyd.
Oh.
Bassline would be better, wouldn't it?
Mine's Chris.
Is it?
My middle name's Chris, yeah.
Mr. Jam.
What? What's wrong? Chris, what's wrong?
I've been on the radio for 14 hours.
Yeah?
Oh, no, hang on. I'm flagging.
You're flagging.
I'm flagging.
We need the bass cannon.
Bass cannon.
I need the bass cannon. So we get the quick.
I need the bass cannon.
Quick.
Ready?
Come on.
Bass cannon.
Chipmunk doesn't know what's going on.
Come on, Chipmunk.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Bass cannon.
Bass cannon. Chipmunk.
How did it, Jam?
Whatever.
Whatever. You're like one of my uncles dancing at a wedding.
However you feel when the bass cannon drops.
I wish their headphones a bit louder. They're on a, what do you call it?
They're a limited.
Yeah.
Protects your ears.
Okay, cool. I hear that.
Bum diggy 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 bum diggy bum.
You nearly got to the end of the show without it.
Now that'll do it.
Now, listen, we're having a lot of fun.
This is my street.
9 o'clock.
This is my street.
9 o'clock's BBC Radio One Extra.
Yes.
We split off with you guys.
Oh, no. One Extra's leaving us?
Really?
We'll be back tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
I bet it'll be rubbish compared to this.
Well, you say that. We do a daily dose of dubstep on my show.
Yes.
Every weeknight at 9 p.m. on BBC Radio One Extra. So if you're just getting into dubstep, if you've never heard dubstep before, if dubstep is the genre that people are talking about but you've never actually checked out, Monday to Wednesday, we get some of the biggest DJs and producers from across the dubstep scene to provide guest mixes for my show. Thursday night, it's me in the mix. Tonight, Quest representing Deep Medi is in the mix at 9 p.m. So if you want a bit of music and no chatting, because we don't interrupt the Daily Dose of Dubstep other than for the news.
Sounds like a crazy man.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Crazy
music
idea.
Music and no talk.
Radio with
who
music.
Who would want to hear that?
I don't know, but if you did, BBC Radio 1 Extra is the station for you. If you've got yourself a phone that can get on the internet, bbc.co.uk/1extra. Or if you are watching on Sky Channel 0137, Freeview
right.
Channel 701,
well,
Freeview Channel 701,
from me.
Virgin Channel 9. Come on, Chris, you can spare a couple.
No way.
You can spare a couple.
No way.
I'm or if you right.
No way.
If bbc.co.uk/1extra from your computer, you can take a listen. Alternatively, carry on listening to Chris because it's all on the BBC iPlayer at any given point in time.
9 o'clock tonight, by the way. If you're listening, or maybe if you're watching on the red button, we've got a nice little show when One Extra goes back to One Extra Land and Radio One continues.
Yes.
It'll be me and Dave.
Hello.
Vernon Kay's coming in.
Hello, big man.
That's if he turns up.
And then, and also Jimmy Carr's coming in.
Oh, Jimmy.
He's next
Jimmy,
door
he's,
already.
He's in, by the way. He's loving what he's hearing.
See, we should get Jimmy in to give him a bit of bass cannon.
You'd be really surprised with what music Jimmy's into.
I heard he's a bit of a gangster rap fan.
Oh, yeah. Loves
oh,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the ladies in the back. Well, it's not ladies, but you know.
Jimmy, we should sit down and chat, mate. We should talk beats. We should talk beats at some point in time, mate.
Honestly, seriously.
We should all go out sometime at some point.
Yeah. Man,
I'm
not.
Saying it because you're saying no.
No, I'll go out. I'll go out with you. No,
I won't have to take
like
you
that,
to a club.
You know,
I won't take you to a club.
Fine.
I'll go out with you.
Yeah, I'll go out with you.
That in slang is what is known as a par.
You've just parred me. It's not a golfing term, is it?
No. Slang term, you've just basically, you shut me down.
So before 9 o'clock, what we're going to do...
It's a par.
And this could be a very bad idea, but you know when you watch the telly on BBC One and they go, oh, there's trouble in Albert Square now, down at EastEnders, and all that. I'm going to do the 9 o'clock link with Dave and everyone in the studio on the BBC, the continuity. So BBC One viewers who have no idea what we're doing will be sitting watching the BBC and BBC One, all of a sudden it's going to cut to this studio on this camera.
Wow.
And it's going to be me going, hello viewers, and we've got to introduce MasterChef. However, I might try and shoehorn a link in about, why not press the red button? And watch me and Dave and Vernon and Jimmy Carr instead. So we got to do that on BBC One. What was it? What do I want to rehearse?
Do you want to rehearse now?
Sure.
Go for it.
So I've got to say...
How long have you got?
20 seconds to say, and now here's MasterChef.
All right, cool. Do you want me to time you?
Okay. You pretend to be Vernon, and Chipmunk, you pretend to be Jimmy Carr.
And I'll pretend to be Dave.
Okay, you ready?
I need to stand up if I need to pretend to be Vernon.
Right.
No, I'll sit.
Here we go. Clock start of 40. You ready?
Yep.
Hello, BBC One viewers. I'm Chris Moyles. This is my friend Comedy Dave.
Hello, I'm Dave.
Vernon Kay.
Hello.
And Jimmy Carr.
Hey.
And we're doing a record-breaking radio marathon for Comic Relief. You can watch it right now on the red button. If you hit your red button, you'll be able to see us live in the studio having a good old laugh. Or you can just sit back and watch MasterChef, which is rubbish.
Oh!
How's that?
Nice.
Spot on.
I don't think you can say the witch is rubbish
right.
On the end.
Okay.
I think you need to be more.
Do you know what, Dave? I think you're doing such a good thing. I think you should.
Hey, Chipmunk, thanks for coming in, by the way.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for bringing in our jerk chicken,
always
which I shall be enjoying.
Thanks for the,
sorry you didn't like the dim sum.
The dim sum. Well, you tried it. Now you know that you don't like dim sum.
Yeah.
Spicy prawn is not.
Next time I'll try it hot.
All right, okay.
Good.
Yeah. Nice one. You might like it.
Texture.